Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family. And we are so delighted that you've welcomed us into your home. We certainly would love to hear from you. So send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. So today we're welcoming back Sonia Corbett to our show. Now, Sonia is the Catholic evangelista. She's an author of 8 great books, a creator of the best modernization of Lectio Divina. That's where her Baptist life, former Baptist life, yeah, comes in and meets with her Catholicism. The Love and the Word Bible Study, it's a method and a journal. She is also the host of Sacred Healing 1230 podcast and Catholics TV Evangelista Bible Study. And today she's here to speak about a great book that I really hope and pray you get. And it's called Love Heals and How Suffering is Not Arbitrary, but Through Christ, it's specifically ordered for healing. Go to our website, soniacorbett.com. The best thing, as you know, and I pray this prayer often, is we say, Lord, where I am blind, remove any blindness from my eyes, any deafness from my ears, any hardness from my heart, and any darkness from my mind. And welcome the Holy Spirit in. Let the light of Christ come in and say, Lord, shine and expose this. And he will be gentle with you. But he wants to heal you. And we're all broken. None of our parents were perfect. We used to tell our children, we didn't know what we were doing, but look, we're sorry for that. Whatever we did, whatever we said, if you need inner healing, we'll bankroll that for you. Come back, and we're sorry. We love you. I mean, we got to get on with this.
Yeah, that's an important statement. We really did say that.
We did.
To our kids. And I remember one that we were having real difficulty with. I said that to him, you know, Matt, it's the first time I've ever been a father. So if I'm doing anything here, you know, I don't think it's on purpose, but, you know, I'll pay for your healing. And he said to me in the midst of some of his rebelliousness, he said, this is not about you. Mm. It's about me. So that's the other part of this.
Right.
I mean, we have to own we're not perfect and we do things and there's a lot with healing. But some of it is, this is about me and the way I'm choosing to live my life. And that was scary. You know what I'm saying? Like, I said, well.
Well, he was aware. And then I was aware during that journey when I would be praying as a mother to make him obey or make any of my children obey, you know, the Lord would reveal something about my heart. And this is what I said to Jesus. Jesus, don't make this about me. This is them. Like, go get them. Fix them. And he was like, no, Joy, this is about you. Mm. And I'd be like, oh, Lord. Yeah. And it was about me. And it's because responses weren't pure. They weren't holy. They weren't perfect. And he wants to heal that so we don't keep making messes.
Well, we're all suffering somehow, some way. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what it said at the beginning of the show. It was something like, you know, suffering is not arbitrary,
right?
But it's ordered towards healing. That's like ordered towards healing. Like what? Mm-hmm. That's like, I don't get what you're talking about. Well, Sonia Corbett in her book, Love Heals, is unpacking that for us. Stay tuned. Plenty more to come. There's hope. There's healing. We'll be right back. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, our guest today again is Sonia Corbett, and she's the author of a wonderful book. It's a great summer read. It's called Love Heals. Go out to her website, soniacorbett.com. You could get the book at ewtnrc.com. Well, there were some people that didn't see the show yesterday, so a quick snapshot, summary of the book, and then we want to take off because we have so much to cover about this book.
Okay, so the whole premise of the book is the great commandment according to Jesus. When he was asked, he said, love the Lord God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And so that's what the book is about, how to do that step by step, what it means to love God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then practical tools to use in flare-ups, we'll say, of suffering and patterns of suffering and relationship issues.
Okay, yeah. Excellent.
And what's hindering us from doing that, those areas, the wounds, all of our, with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's how we should love. But what impacts that, that we can't flow in that way? That's what I'm hearing.
Yes, typically suffering and woundedness. I mean, even if we don't admit that we're not good at love, and we muddle through and we do the best we can, we still all have pain. Mm-hmm. We have pain, and it flares up in specific kinds of relationships and circumstances. Right. For me, it was always men in authority over me, whom I loved or respected, or both. If I had any inkling whatsoever that they were trying to control me or manipulate me, I just lost it. Mm-hmm. I lost myself. Mm-hmm. And once the pattern was pointed out to me, I started to realize, oh, okay, so that's what this is for. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So it's not them, it's not these people, it's not men, it's me.
Right.
I have a wound.
So you we all see the patterns. They pop up. You were speaking about pop-ups last show, again and again. Why do we resist? Why do we fear so much dealing with what's popping up or reinterpreting what's popping up when you're saying, basically, I think, you know, it's not arbitrary. The Lord's trying to reach you. He's trying to show you something, but you're running away from it, you deny it, whatever. Why do we fear looking at it?
Mostly, it's pain. So we're afraid if I look at myself, in fact, my mother told me one time, she said, I'm not gonna cry about that anymore. So a lot of it is I don't want to revisit things that could be under a lot of what's happening now. That's part of it. Some of it also is there's so much pain back there. Mm-hmm. I am terrified that if I start the process, if I start to cry, if I start to let myself feel, if I start to acknowledge what's really there, yeah, I will never recover. I see that a lot too. And then the other thing is pride. Mm-hmm. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. Everybody else needs to get fixed, mm-hmm, right? So
yeah,
there are lots of things that prevent us. But and a lot of times too, we have this idea of, as Catholics, that, you know, God will make it all better in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Why worry about it now?
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. First of all, Benedict XVI, whom I love dearly, he wrote that the entire content of redemption is healing,
mm-hmm,
heart, soul, mind, and strength. So if we don't do this work here, and we know that God is trying to get our attention and our cooperation because it keeps happening,
mm-hmm,
and it gets more intense, the suffering is more painful, there are bigger messes than before, it just all gets worse.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't do it here, we will end up doing this work in purgatory because it is the purging of the woundedness, the lies that we came to believe about ourselves, the unforgiveness, the judgment. If we even make it to purgatory, that's the process that we'll undergo. It's that purification of our hearts that it has to be done because it prevents us from knowing God and loving Him for who He is and not who we think He is.
You know, you talk about blind spots, and I can remember as a mom and working on trying to work the worst about me out. So I'd put my children to bed and I would say this every night, "Mommy is so sorry for yelling at you and I need you to forgive me and you have good dreams," and we'd say a prayer. Till one night, my son said, "Mama, you know we're gonna forgive you, but when are you ever gonna change?"
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a sword. And I hugged him and I went down the stairs that night and I was, every step I was like, "Lord, when am I gonna change?" You know, and he was like, "Give it to me, Joy. Like, give it to me. Like, we're gonna do surgery. I wanna change you.
Mm.
You're affecting and infecting your children. Like, stop this. This is a bad habit. This is a vice inside of you. Let's go to that place." And so we did. We had surgery, you know, and he went after me. And it lessened.
Yes.
And there was, it wasn't like hocus pocus, you know what I mean? Sometimes I have been delivered from certain other sins in my life. But it is, but we have to see, we have to might hear someone say to us. In confession one time, I had a bishop say to me, what is it about, because I was confessing sins about something, and he said, what is it about you think? And I was like, me, I think, you know, like, heck no, not me, I think. But yes, right? So what hinders us? Why can't we see? Why can't we hear? Why is our heart so hardened?
It's the shame of the fall. Mm-hmm. It's the shame of the fall in which they covered the truth with fig leaves, the truth of their weakness, the truth of their neediness, the shame of it. Mm-hmm. It feels shameful. And so we don't go to God and open up the truth of who we are. We don't even see it sometimes. And that's where judgments come in, mm-hmm. projections. Mm-hmm. But it's mostly the shame. We especially for Catholics, because we really are trying. Mm-hmm. And to see that you have fallen so far short when you have tried so hard, and when God illumines an area like that, especially a judgment, and mm-hmm. you're like, whoa, mm-hmm. I'm guilty of that. You know, it's painful, and it can be shameful. And yeah. I think that that's probably maybe the number one reason is that we just feel ashamed. Right. We feel needy, and that feels shameful, especially in our culture. You're so needy. Well, we're all needy. We were created needy. We just don't know where to put it. Mm-hmm. And we can't put it with other people because other people don't have the capacity to feel that neediness for us. We have to have mm-hmm. the love of God in order to do that. That was a big lesson for me. Worthlessness, shame, all of that. It keeps us from approaching God, just like it did Adam and Eve in the garden. It keeps us from approaching one another yeah. with vulnerability because we're not sure what we're going to get met mm-hmm. with. You know, if I show you myself, you might, and people do reject us. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a lot of that, but there is no healing without that utter honesty with God and being willing to let Him show you your neediness and your weakness. And it is part of the human, I know we say this all the time, but He shows you how your personality and temperament was molded by your family of origin. And so certain characteristics and faults are woven into you mm-hmm. along with your personality and temperament. So he doesn't just rip it out. He doesn't poof us better mm-hmm. because if He tried to do that, it would shatter our whole psyche and right. it would destroy us. So mm-hmm. He's gentle. He's loving. The blind spots, though, are typically about shame. Shame, mm-hmm. in my experience, in working with people one-on-one, I've done over 200 of those, it usually comes down to shame.
Mm-hmm. Well, and fear, right?
Fear and shame.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I agree. That's very profound what you're saying. I've experienced that myself personally. I know Joy has, because we've dealt in a number of occasions with forgiveness. And yet, you know, when you're forgiven, that doesn't necessarily take away shame and still feeling shameful. So God said, well, why do I feel this if I've been forgiven? Well, the shame issue is like another issue.
There's a wound.
There's mm-hmm. a wound, yeah.
And forgiveness, too, is also something we don't really understand very well, especially in Matthew 18. Jesus does a really good job with that parable of showing us it's not about how we feel about the person. It doesn't mean we have to go back into an abusive situation. In fact, he teaches on boundaries before mm-hmm. he even talks about forgiveness. But forgiveness is... according to his parable, it comes down to releasing the person from the debt. So they don't owe me anything anymore. They don't owe me an apology. They don't owe me understanding my woundedness. Mm-hmm. They don't owe me anything anymore. It's over. So it doesn't mean either that we won't think about it later, mm-hmm. that we won't still even be angry about it. We don't want to ruminate on that because that would then, you know, be falling into sin. But the enemy's job is to bring it back up to right, us so right. that we continue down that rumination road, and then we get unpeaceful, and then we get angry, and then we want to retaliate.
Right.
But that doesn't necessarily mean we haven't forgiven. It just means we have to remind the enemy that is over. I have released them from that debt. I'm not thinking about this anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right. And silence the enemy with the renewal of our mind.
Absolutely.
In that way where we say, because he does come to torment. You know, we were
accuse.
We were doing a thing with spiritual healing one time, and it was like, you know, sin is couching at your door, and the teacher was sharing that it's like if you put a bowl of milk out for a cat, it's going to keep coming. Stop putting the bowl of milk out and the cat will go away.
Yes.
But what are we doing to keep welcoming and infestering
it? That's the mind part.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's the mind where you have to guard your... People worry all the time, I just want peace, I want peace, I want peace. You have peace. Mm-hmm. Jesus has given you peace by virtue of your baptism and your confirmation. You have it. You just don't know how to guard it. Mm-hmm. And part of that is in the mind. Not listening to the accusations of the enemy. We do a good job of forgiving other people of things typically, but we don't forgive ourselves.
Right.
And that puts ourselves up in an idolatrous situation where we're playing mm-hmm. God even with ourselves. So mm-hmm. forgiveness is kind of a weird spot, but that kind of thing really is a battle in the mind. Mm-hmm. And if we're listening to the lies of the enemy, the accusations of the enemy, if we're listening to him, then God is not the Lord of our minds. The mm-hmm. enemy is. And mm-hmm. that's why we don't have peace. We'll never have peace. And our bodies can't heal mm-hmm. when they are a soup of mental grossness, mm-hmm. you know? We have to have that freedom and that peace in our minds first. Everything begins with the mind.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm thinking about myself in a situation, but we've got to... Sometimes you don't want to accept the process.
That's the truth.
Okay. So I know that the Lord was addressing an ongoing thing in my life, and finally it was revealed to me as I got older. It happened when I was, you know, a young boy at 5. And he finally revealed, and he said, you know, you were hurt when you were a young boy, and you were hurt deep in your mm-hmm. soul. You were hurt when you were a young boy, and I can make you whole. And I said, well, I want to be whole. Well, what is it, Lord? And he said, you didn't grieve and you didn't weep for yourself.
Yeah.
And I was a man now. And I said, you're not going to make me cry for myself mm-hmm. as a man. And he said, that's the way. We don't want to go down that path of the catharsis mm-hmm. of having to do it. So sometimes it's rejection. Sometimes we're fighting. Other times it's like part of the walk is going to be something you don't want to do. You know, but you got to go if you want to get healed. And that's scary too.
Well, and I think also healing in the church so far has really only meant some sort of miraculous healing event.
All right.
And part of what I had set out to do in that book is encourage people that if they go to a healing mass or a healing service and they've had prayers over them and they didn't get healed, you know, we leave those kinds of things going, well, is there something really wrong with me? Why wouldn't God heal me? Mm-hmm. But it's a process. Grace builds on nature, Thomas Aquinas said. And so he is gentle, he is slow, as everything else is in nature, healing is too. And so especially with physical healing, mm-hmm. which a lot of times are illnesses, in fact, 80 to 90% of them are about what's going on interiorly, mm-hmm. spiritually and emotionally. But those things take time. And we do get impatient with it because we're in pain and we just want it to be over and we want some relief. And when God doesn't do that, we think he's not heard us.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, he is inviting us to a deeper process that is more permanent, more lasting, and in fact, eternal.
Right.
We're going to take a break at this point and hold you over for the final segment. Pray that you're really benefiting by this conversation and that you're having hope mm-hmm. of what the Lord wants to do. He's a healer. Salvation is all about shalom, holistic peace and healing. You be encouraged. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, we're wrapping up our conversation with beautiful Sonia Corbett today. Well, Sonia, I mean, talking about all of this, it can become overwhelming, right? Body, mind, soul, spirit. It's like, love the Lord your God. How am I going to do all this?
Yep.
What do we work on first?
We work on pop quizzes.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they are such a good barometer is because they are, I won't say crafted directly by the Holy Spirit, but He allows them specifically for this process in order to lead us through the heart, soul, mind, and strength. All of it's in the book. But start with your pop quizzes because those are coming. They are an invitation from the Holy Spirit specifically to heal, and He will show you exactly where He'll shine His Holy Spirit light exactly where He wants your cooperation if you'll just pay attention and just ask Him to. So we don't have to worry about that relationship and this relationship and all this pain and all that stuff. Just wait on a pop quiz. And in fact, I would say for everyone watching, either you had one recently or you will have one shortly.
Right.
Because now we've been talking about it and you know what it is, and you'll know that it's not punishment. It's not God mad at you. You've prayed and prayed for healing. This is it. It's mm-hmm. the pop quizzes. It's where you don't expect it. But that's where He's doing His work, and that's where He's inviting all of our cooperation. So we don't have to worry about anything else except following Him in those pop quizzes and using the tools in the book, and He will do all of the rest.
Beautiful. It's a teachable moment.
Definitely.
Right? It's like, Lord, especially in driving, all of a sudden we could have had a beautiful prayer time with a husband, and everything's great and wonderful. We're even praising in the car, and then somebody cuts us off, and we say, "You idiot! You jerk!" And it's like, okay, now what did that have to do with that, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's a pop quiz. It's a teachable moment. Mm-hmm. Lord, am I really this? Mm-hmm, yeah, you are. Mm-hmm. You know. And so we live and we learn and we die to ourselves.
Amen.
How can people reach you? Do you come out? Do you share with people in the country, throughout the world?
Absolutely.
I know you are.
Everywhere,
so you're available.
Anywhere I'm invited. All of that information is on my website, SoniaCorbett.com. I do speaking events. I have a weekly podcast in which I do scripture series on these kinds of topics. So lots of stuff already on the website there. Of course, all of my books and projects are all there. I do one-on-one consults for people to kind of get a little deeper in. There's a masterclass also that goes along with that book that helps go. It gets into far more detail, and it's more available than me personally. Mm-hmm. So all of that is available on my website.
Excellent.
Well,
Thank you. We're so glad
to have had you back.
Thank you for the great work
you're doing in loving the church and renewing the church. Love Heals is available at EW10RC.com. Go to Sonja's website. I said Sonja because there's a J in that website. SonjaCorbett.com. So please go there. Pray that you've been encouraged today. Pray that you've gained some knowledge here, that instead of fearing these pop quizzes, you can say, this is an opportunity. The hidden things are being revealed. Secret things are being made known so that I could be healed and to say yes to the Lord. Mm. You're an important part of this EW10 family. You're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.